There are 14 stations in Jerusalem, stations of the cross. We're going to look at the 14 stations. If I can find my paperwork, here we go. Here we go. All right. Okay. Well, Palm Sunday. Let me just stick with Palm Sunday for right now. It's the 10th of Nisan. The Passover lamb was selected and prepared to be sacrificed 4 days after, Exodus 12, verse 3 and 6. So the true Passover lamb is now being escorted. That would be Jesus on the donkey. The true lamb is being escorted to the place where the Passover could be sacrificed. And that will be Golgotha. And he will be sacrificed. He is 33 years of age, 33 AD, to the date of the crucifixion. Astronomers inform us that on that year, the first day of Nisan fell on March 24th. Consequently, the 10th would be on Sunday, April the 2nd. And the 14th was reckoned from the sunset of Thursday, April 6th, to sunset Friday, April 7th. That will be your Passion Week. That's your Passion Week. I told you our walk started at Bethphage on the top of Mount of Olives into the city, into the old city of Jerusalem that was over at that end. We are at Stephen's Gate or the Lion's Gate. We are also by the Church of St. Anne, Pool of Bethesda. St. Anne is by tradition the place where Mary, the mother of Jesus, was born. There is a church there called St. Anne. We're also by the Pool of Bethesda. Pool of Bethesda is also there. When Nehemiah built the gates of Jesus' time, he gave each of them a name: Mustard Gate, Dung Gate, Water Gate, Valley Gate, Assyrian Gate, Fountain Gate, Horse Gate, Sheep Gate, Fish Gate, Old Gate, East Gate, or Golden Gate. That's 11. Currently, there are only 8 gates to the old city remaining. Only 7 of them are in use because the 8th one I told you is what? It's sealed. It's closed up. It's behind me. It's right in front of the Dome of the Rock with a Muslim cemetery in front. That one's sealed. But the Bible says in Zechariah, when his feet touch the Mount of Olives, there'll be an earthquake. And guess what? That golden gate's going to be opened, and that Muslim cemetery is going to go, it's going to vanish. It's going to be gone. That's what's going to happen when his feet touch the Mount of Olives. Okay. All right. All right. That brings me to the old city. This I got off the internet. Forgive me if I do a lot of reading, because that's what I have to do. It's all information. The Valle de la Rosa. How many of you heard of the Valle de la Rosa? It is Latin. It's a term. It's Latin. It means sorrowful way, often translated way of suffering. The Valle de la Rosa is not the name of a street. The Valle de la Rosa includes the entire procession. The entire procession of when Jesus took his cross and he was condemned. It starts over in the old cities where it starts. Our journey starts. We are now going to be going on the stations of the cross. Our first station of the cross is going to be at the Church of Flagellation. Fancy word for scourging. It's where Pilate gives Jesus over to the crowds. They want to crucify him. Pilate said, "I find no fault in this man. I've interrogated him, and he is a good man. I have find no fault in him." They still want him. They holler, "Crucify." And it's at this place where he is scourged, or the Church of Flagellation is built there where the scourging took place. I have a stone that I showed you that is where it's believed that Jesus was scourged, where he was whipped. It's there where he was whipped, and that would be our... I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. I got to back up here a little bit. Okay, our actual route's going to be 600 meters. It's 2,000 feet is the actual walk. The actual walk that took place when Jesus was crucified is much longer than that, because Jesus was crucified outside Jerusalem, outside the wall. He had to be crucified outside the wall. There is a place within the wall. It's called the Church of the Holy Scepter. That will be our last station. That's the last station. That's where we end up. Of course, that works out for the walks and the stations, but the actual place where Jesus was crucified is much further away. It's out of the city. It's out on the northern edge of the city at a place called Calvary or Golgotha, or it's a place of the skull because it looks like a skull. And that's where it's believed that Jesus was crucified. There's a garden tomb there as well. That's where the garden tomb is, and that's where he was crucified. But the actual place that the stations of the cross take you to the Holy Scepter, because it's convenient, it works out better to keep everybody together so they're not everywhere getting involved in traffic and getting somebody getting hurt. So the Holy Scepter is inside the city, and that would be the last station. The current route's been established since the 18th century. It replaced various other versions. It is today marked by 14 stations of the cross, 9 of which are outside in the streets, with the remaining 5 stations being currently inside the Church of the Holy Scepter. It's not a street. It is a route consisting of many several streets. The Valle de la Rosa contains many central streets. I believe the most accurate one dates from the Byzantine era. During that time, a Holy Thursday procession started from the top of the Mount of Olives, stopped in Gethsemane, entered the old city, the Lion's Gate, remember, and then followed to the Church of the Holy Scepter. All right, there were no actual stops at that time, and there was only like, later on there was only like 7 stations. The stations have been added since. During the Middle Ages, Roman Catholics of Jerusalem, they split into 2 different factions. One controlled the churches on the Western Hill, the other on the Eastern Hill. And they were arguing over the Roman governor's mansion, the Praetorium. The Praetorian is a fancy word for secret service. Praetorian is the Roman officers that took care of the emperor. They protected the emperor. They were called the Praetorium. They were the royal officers. They were the selective service that protects the president. The Praetorium was that selective service. And of course, the argument is, of course, where this Praetorium was located. The archaeologists have already found it. They actually found the pavement, what's called the pavement. They found the actual stone slabs where they believe that the soldiers gambled for our Lord's clothing. It's where they gambled for his clothing. They found the actual paved stones, and we'll get pictures of this. We'll try to get some pictures. And what I'd like to do next year is have a pictorial on the wall behind me of each station. Every time we stop, there'll be a picture of where we're at. So I can pick you up and take you to Israel, where maybe if some of you may not ever have the opportunity to go, we're going to go to Israel, and I'm going to show you these stations and places where we stop at each station to give you a chance to see what people do when they go to Israel, the things they do, and the places they go. All right, I'm skipping now to the actual stations. Let's see. All right. Station number 1, the place where Jesus was condemned to death. I told you that was the Church of Flagellation. That's the place where Pilate gave Jesus. Remember, Pilate presented Jesus to the crowd. This is where he was condemned. This is station number 1, where Jesus was actually condemned and he was scourged. That's station number 1. Station number 2, Jesus is made to bear his cross. And he carries his cross. We don't know just exactly how far, but they have it stationed there, but we don't know that to be sure. That's just for the group. That's just for the tour. We don't know exactly where it actually happened, but we know that Jesus had to bear his cross. He told us that we needed to bear ours, so he tried to bear his. But he was so whipped, so out of strength, he was in terrible shape and had to carry his cross. He only carried it, we don't know how far, but we know that Simon of Cyrene carried it from there. He falls the first time. That's station number 3, where he falls the first time. According to these stations, he falls 3 times, and the 3rd time is when Simon the Cyrene actually carries his cross. The 4th station, Jesus meets his mother. Believe that we don't have this. This is taken from other places, other references. I will show you what we have of the Valle de la Rosa. When I'm finished with this, then I'm going to show you what the Bible shows, what we have of the Valle de la Rosa. He meets his mother, station four, station five, Simon Cyrene's made to bear the cross. Then it's said that there's a lady by the name of Veronica. She lives along the way. Somewhere her house is along the way, and she wipes his face. And the imprint of his face remains on her cloth that she wipes his face with. This is all written. This is Catholicism. Jesus falls the second time. The women of Jerusalem weep over Jesus. This is when the Lord speaks to the women and says, don't you weep for me. You weep for Jerusalem and for your children. What's coming? He was prophesying in 70 AD, Titus would come in and he'd burn Jerusalem and he'd burn the temple down to the ground. Not one stone would be left upon another. This is what Jesus was referring to. And he told these ladies, don't you weep for me. You weep for yourselves and your children. That's who you need to weep for. And we do have that reference in the scripture when he spoke to them. Jesus falls a third time. Station 9, station 10, Jesus is stripped of his garments. And station 11, he is nailed to the cross. Station 12, Jesus dies on the cross. Station 13 is taken down from the cross. And there's ointments are put on him. I have a stone. There is a picture of a stone where that actually took place. I saw the stone where the anointments was taken and put on him. Jesus is taken from the cross. Stage 13 and stage 14 is placed in the sepulcher. All right. Wish I had some pictures. There's pictures. When you see the actual route of the Valle de la Rosa, you'll see pictures and there'll be like a half of an arch. Well, there was actually a full arch, but they actually put a building in there and they got rid of some of the arch, and it made the street narrower than it was originally. And you'll see partial arches. It's because of what happened when they expanded the city and the buildings actually made the actual path narrower than what it is. It's narrow today because of that. Okay. This is about the first fall, represented by a third station located at the west end of the Valle de la Rosa. The second fall was represented by the seventh station. First fall was third station. Second fall was seventh station. Third fall was the ninth station. And I told you there's 14 such stations. All right, now we're going to go to the scripture and I'm going to show you what part the Bible has to say about this Valle de la Rosa. Of course, there's 14 stations. We don't have all those stations. The Bible doesn't have all that listed. We'll try to give you what the Bible has, what I've seen listed in the scriptures. Okay. Let me see. I think it was Luke. I have to go to Luke. Luke chapter 23 is where we're going. Luke 23. There it is. Okay, so this is Pilate, verse 4, chapter 23 of Luke. Pilate is said to the chief priests and to the people, I don't find any fault in this man, verse 4. Verse 5, they were the more fierce. He stirred up the people, teachings throughout Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that, he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, verse 8, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he had hoped to have seen him, some miracles done by him. Then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. Jesus said nothing. The chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. Herod, with his men of war, set him at naught and mocked him and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him again to Pilate. They put a crown of thorns on him. They gave him a stick And they bowed to him and said, oh, King of the Jews, King of the Jews. And they made fun of him. They spit at him. They hit him with their fists. They plucked his beard. They made fun of him. They made a mockery of him. They said, so you're a king. A king should have a robe. And they gave him a robe. And they gave him a crown of thorns. And they made fun of him. And so this is what happened as well with Herod's men. His soldiers made fun of him. And the same day, Pilate and Herod were made friends, for before they were enemies, before themselves and Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and rulers and people, he said unto them, you have brought this man to me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I have examined him before you and have found no fault in this man touching those things whereof you accuse him. No, nor yet Herod. For I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. The chastising is a scourging. That's a church of flagellation on the place where Jesus was scourged. For of necessity he must release one unto them at the feast. And they cried out all the more, saying, away with this man, release unto us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison. Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake on again to them, but they cried, saying, crucify him, crucify him. And he said unto them the third time, why, what evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chasten him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and the chief priests prevailed, and Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them him for sedition and murder and was cast into prison whom they desired. But he delivered Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. After Jesus. See, Jesus bared it for a while. We don't know how long. But Simon bared it after him. Now, here's verse 22. This is the only scriptures we have of this Valle Dolorosa, of the way of the cross. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. Led with him means that this is on their trip to the place of crucifixion or the Valle Dolorosa. These other thieves were led with him. And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, where they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right and the other on the left, and that is the place of Golgotha. It's the place of crucifixion, which I told you occurred outside the city, outside the wall, which was much further. That would be a further walk than what they have today. Today it's about 2,000 feet, but there's a lot of people, and they do it every year. And they're called pilgrims that go there and do that. So maybe next year I'll have some pictures for you. What I'd like to do is have a picture at each station just to show you where it's at. They have like black bells. They almost look like recess bells. Like, remember at school when the recess bell would ring? That's about how big these bells are. They have these black bells located at each station. And on the bell, you'll see the Roman numerals, and that's how you know which station you're at. The Roman numeral is on the bell. It's a black bell, and that's how you know which station you're at. They don't ring. They don't do nothing. It's a big black bell, and they're all the same, and they have Roman numerals on, and that's how you know at which station people are snapping pictures and always taking. So it's a place, it's a procession, and people stop and pray. They stop and meditate. It's all during the tour or during the procession of the 14 stages of the cross. But this is all the scripture has to say. It just says, and Simon Cyrene bared the cross of Jesus, and other factors were with him and were led with him. And so I'll take your prayer requests at this time. How many of you have any prayer requests? We're going to close the service?